The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sukkah has been dedicated by Celia and Isaac Jamal, Hashem Alehem Yehyu Amen, for the Hatzlecha of their dear children. May they see much nachat from all of them. May they all grow up and get married in the right time and have children healthily, happily, with beracha v'atzlacha. And may they see descendants and descendants of their descendants. Ad bi'ad goel sedek. Amen. The Masechet has also been dedicated La'ilu Nishmat Sarah Bat Adel Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. Again by Celia and Isaac Jamal. Tisku L'mitzvot.
Daf Chav Bet.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Benyamin Ben Shoshana for the Refuah Shlema of Shlomo Ben Shoshana.
Today's daf is being studied La'ilu Nishmat Abraham Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied La'ilu Nishmat Mazal Bat Frida Shneftered B'Kitzur Yamin V'Shanim Ruach Hashem Tanihena Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Chav Bet Amud Rishon, and we start right at the top line at the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah starts Sukkah Hamdublelet V'Shetzilta Merubah Mahamata Kesherah. So the Mishnah talks about a sukkah that's called the Sukkah Hamdublelet. We will wait for the Gemara to give us an interpretation of what Hamdublelet means. V'Shetzilta Merubah Mahamata Kesherah, or it has more shade than sun, so such a sukkah is kasher. Comes Rashi Sukkam dublelet, the kabam mefaresh la b'gemara. The gemara will explain it. V'shitzata merubah mahamata kesherah. Nekal ekshuye tanina hada zimna, shahamata merubah mitzilta pesula. So the Rashi says, what do you mean? We learned this already on Daf Bet. The first Mishnah Daf Bet told us that if the sukkah is hamata merubah mitzilta, more sun than shade, the sukkah is pesula. Now you tell me the opposite. If it's more shade than sun, it's kesherah. That seems redundant. It's not a comparison. The Mekeshia Kashian Adade Kedraminu Bigamara Mishanin. The Gemara is going to ask this question, the stira or the contradiction. We have to say it again. The Gemara is going to reconcile it. When you see the Hadush of the Gemara, you'll realize that this Tamar Rabbah Hamat has got nothing to do with the first Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Okay, the second din or the third din in the Mishnah is Hame'ube Kemin Bayit. If you have schach that's very thick, like the roof of a house, meaning you piled on the schach, very, very thick, like a house. Even though you can't see the stars through the schach, that schach is very thick. Okay, now the Gemara is going to explain all these cases from the Mishnah. What does it mean when it says medublelet in the Mishnah? Amar Rav Sukkah Aniyah, which literally means a poor sukkah. Lashi aniya sheyesh b'schacha kanim me'at. You have very very thinned out reeds, let's say, or schach. Ve'yesh ba'avir harbe. A lot of airspace in between the reeds. Ela she'en bo shlosha b'yachad. You don't have three in one spot. We know that the shi'ur, the posel sukkah, is three tefaqim of avir in the sukkah. So you're talking about you have very thinned out schach. It's still producing you more shade than sun. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though you're a borderline, you know, schach over here, you might think it's pasul because maybe, you know, at any given time some schach can fall and you're going to have more shade than sun. Kamash malan, even if it's a medublelet, medublelet is coming from the lashon like dal. It's a poor, it's an impoverished sukkah, still it's going to be kasher. That's the way the opinion of Rav is learning. Okay? Do we have a picture of that? Well, Sukkah Medublelet. Now they're showing you the picture according to Shemuel. Okay, well, you can just picture it in your mind. You know, very weak, light scattered schach with the air spaces in between.
But less than three.
Okay? Less than three, exactly. Okay, next one comes the Gemara and says, Ushmuel Amar, Kane Ole, Kane Yored. Literally means one reed up and one reed down. Rashi, kane ole v'kane yored, she'lo hishva haskach, you didn't make the schach equal, hashkiva kanim ze etzel ze, to lie the schach next to each other, ela ehad lemala v'had lemata, one on the, you know, the high, first level, and then one below it. And because that the sun is penetrating through the air spaces, and it's more sun than shade, it's not going to be kosher. What's the bet?
Zayin.
Zayin. Zayin. Zayin. Zayin. Zayin.
Zayin.
כל שאילו היו מסוכחים בשווה הייתה צלתה מרובה מחמתה כשרה. The hadush is, we say, since you have enough schach, it's just that it's just positioned in a funny way that it's not causing more shade than sun. But had you take the schach that you had and just placed them straight, flat next to each other, it would produce more shade than sun. So yisukas kesherah, even though right now you didn't do it. That's a big hadush in the Mishnah. Means potentially you have enough schach to get you more shade than sun. Just the way you set it up, you piled them was not in the right way. If you look in your picture books in Yudet, you see the case of sukkah medublelet. We have mamash on. You have the lower level of schach and then airspace going across, and then you have. Just you could figure it out. You have, let's say, beams on the side going up on the four corners, and on those beams you put another layer. So you have like two layers, like a duplex. You have two layers of schakov, and the same thing on the top. You have a beam in this airspace, beam in the airspace, beam in the airspace. So that's kane yored vekane ole vekane yored, and midublelet is like mibulbal. It's mixed up sukkah. Okay, now to get what I was going to say. Rav Tani Hada Ushmoel Tani Tarte. Rav understood our Mishnah that is really one case, meaning Sukkah Medublelet Vishisilta Merubah Mehamata is all one case. Where Shmuel learned, no, it's two cases. There's the Sukkah Medublelet case and there's the Siltah Merubah Mehamata case. How do we learn? Rav Tani Hada, Rav learned one case, Sukkah medublelet, my medublelet, meduldelet. Read it as if it says meduldelet, meaning it's impoverished. Oh. It has not a lot of schach, shit silta merubah mahamata, but it still is enough that it has silta merubah mahamata, and therefore it is kishera. So according to Rav, the first two cases in the Mishnah are really one case. Mm-hmm. A sukkah midulderet that has more shade than sun is indeed keshera. Rashi, Rav Tani Hada midulderet v'shisulta meruba mahamata ahada sukkah kam. It's all talking about the same sukkah. Ushmuel Tani manitim betrei sukkot. Shmuel says the Mishnah is talking about two sukkot. Rav Tani Hada sukkah shi'i aniya shi'i midulderet medulderet. It has more shade than sun. It is indeed Kishra. Shmuel Tani Tarte. Shmuel has to my medublelet. He learns the word medublelet as mebulbelet. Like we said, it's a confused, mixed up sukkah. I mean, the schach is all topsy turvy. The tarti ketani. We have two cases. Sukkah mebulbelet Kishra. And what's the chiddush in that? That even though now it's more shade than sun, but since if you would have laid them out flatly, it would be okay. So more sun than shade. But if you would let it lie them out flatly, it would have more shade than sun. So therefore, it's okay. And now the second case, v'silta meruba mahamata kishira. That's the case of the lightly schacht sukkah, where you don't have a lot, you have air spaces in between, but the hadush is that still it's going to be kishera. Look at Rashi, Ushmuel Tani Tarti, sukkah mebulbelet kishera. The amrinan ru'in, because we say the concept of ru'in, we say that if, right, had you put it the right way, you would have the right shade. V'shisulta meruba mahamata milta ahariti. V'shisulta meruba is a second case. Tashmina nami besukkah aniya. So therefore, Shmuel is learning both cases. He's learning mebulbelet and sukkah aniyah. Whereas Rav is learning, no, the whole Mishnah is talking about a sukkah aniyah, and that's the case that it has siltah merubah mehamata. So comes the Gemara now and says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Lo shanu ela she'en ben ze laze shelosha tefachim. Oh, which is that what Shmuel said, that kane ole ve kane yored is keshera. Because we say ro'in, we say imagine if it's all together, it's all straight. That's only if the two levels of schach are within three tefahim of each other. Because then you could employ the law of lavud. Mm-hmm. By saying lavud, then already it's all considered one. What's considered one? So therefore you can say it's all considered together. Therefore you have siltah merubah mahamata. Abal yesh ben ze leze gimel tefahim besula. However, if you have more than three tefahim away, it's separate. And therefore, even if had you put them together, you'd have more shade than sun. It's not good. So that's a very important klal. Okay? If you look at your picture books, you see Chaf Aleph. Okay, they gave you a simple picture there. You see it's 2.9 tefachim between the two levels over there. That would be Kishera. Okay, now that's Abayas Hadush. Now we go to Rava's Hadush. Amar Rava, Rava says, Afilu yesh ben zeh lazeh shlosha tefachim dameh. Even if you have three tefachim separating between the two levels of the sukkah, mebulbelet, dameh, even so, lo avaran ela she'em begago tefach. That's only talking where you don't have in the roof, meaning the planks that you put are not wide a tefach. Aval yesh pegago tefach keshera. Hadush, if you have the planks on the top level, the shi'ud of a tefach, now even though it's more than three tefachim or three or more away from the bottom level, it's still going to be keshera. Now obviously you're not using the concept of lavud because it's more than three away. What does this tefach width do? The amrinan habut rameh. We use a new principle for us that's called habut rameh, which means habut is throw the schach down, which is we imagine that the schach that's on top, habut, throw it down, place it down, like, and therefore we consider it all below. How does this principle work? Rashi. Look at Rashi. She'en begago bekane ha'ole, right, on the upper schach rahav tefach. If you don't have the width of a tefach on the upper schach, delav shem ohel ale. So when you don't have a roof of a tefach, it's not considered an ohel. Le'achshuve ve'lememar be'habut rameh. To use the principle habut rameh. Habut rameh, Rashi says, hashpel ve'ashlech oto. Lower it, lower and throw, right? Habut rameh. I guess lower it and throw it. How does he say anything? Lower it and
lower and cast.
And cast. Okay. Lower the first schach and cast it in between the or on top of the other schach. Ala avir shetachtav, on the airspace. Let's say that's underneath it. Dahinu rameh anyan gud achit. It's very similar to gud achit. Gud achit, we said you had a wall, right? So the lip, we said, of that wall, of the roof, let's say, we say, goes down and forms a wall. So habut rameh is similar to the principle of gud achit. How? Ela le'anyan mechitza, dav yichudash shel mechitza. When you're talking about the lip of a mechitza, or a wall, shayach lamar gud achit, mashuch ota ve'ored. Right? You know, pull it out and bring it down. This is a different case. This over you're taking width. It's lying flat over here now, right? It's not a. It's the, and you want to take the actual width of it and lower it down. Right? You're not bringing down just the lip of the wall and making a thin wall. You're taking the width of the plank and you want to lower it down. Ubal listom avir. You want to close up airspace over here. Right, shayach lememar habata. So in this case, you see habata. So if you look in your picture books on chav bet, so you see exactly what they did over here. Basically, you have the top level of schach and the bottom level. Okay. Now the way it's configured over here is your top level of schach is over airspace. Okay. So it's like alternating. Now what you're going to do by saying even if you have three tefachim in between the top level and the second level, by using the principle of havut rameh, which means lower it and cast it, which is take the schach that's above, lower it and place it in between. Gaps. Now you get in the gaps. Now you have one straight level of schach. Now that's a chidush only if it has the width of a tefah. Because it has to be considered an oil. You don't say havut rameh without the width of an oil. If you have less than a tefah, the width of each plank on top has to be the width of a tefach to say habut rameh. Yeah, that's the cloud that she's telling you. Habut rameh is only said when you have a din of an oil. Okay, so comes the Gemara and says, I look at Rashi, amrin and habut rameh kishegavu shelosha veyoter deilu pachot meshlosha lav habutu sharehu kemushkav alav. Less than three, you don't have to come on to habut rameh. Less than three, you just say lavud. This hadush is that you can say even in a case where it's above three, so long as it has the shiur of a tefa, it's still going to be kasher.
Lavud could work that way also, because it's also different than the regular lavud. Lavud is like that, you know.
Lavud is going to work.
It's also coming down.
Coming down, yeah. That's because that's what's in three. That's what's in three. But more than three, we're not going to say lavud. Lavud means that the airspace is filled. Imagine the airspace is filled. The airspace is not there anymore. So the difference is all schach. Here, you're actually taking a plank more than three. Without habut lemeh, you'd be stuck. You're just planking it in between, and you're okay. It's different than good height. Good height is just making a wall. You're making a wall. Right. Here you're actually taking the plank.
You're imagining it going down.
Right, the actual plank. That's what she's telling you. The actual width of the plank is going down into the airspace and filling it up.
It should be noted there is a machlok at Rishonim when we're using this principle of havut rameh, if it has to be a perfect fit, which means that if your top level is the width of a tefach, so it's got to fit in the airspace beneath it in the shirut of a tefach. And quite the same Rishonim, if let's say the bottom space is less than a tefach, and your upper space is a tefah, you're not going to say havut rameh because it's not going to fit perfectly in the space itself.
So,
even if the bottom is a tefah, another case, if the bottom is a tefah and the top one is more than a tefah, still it also cannot fit perfectly. Also, you're going to have a machloket amongst the Rishonim. In any event, the Gemara now continues. Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says, Amarava mina amina la. Rava comes along and says, where do I know this principle that what? Dechi it be tefach amrinan habutrame, vechi let be lo amrinan habutrame. How do you know that you need a tefach to employ the rule of habutrame? Where do we know this from? So he says, actually, we know it from a Mishnah in Ahudot. Ditnan korot habayit veha'aliyah. So you have over here korot haba, which would be the lower roof, the aliyah, and the upper roof, similar to the sukkah that we're talking about. Now imagine it, you have it in a house. She'en aleha ma'aziba. There's no cement on the roof, so it's just planks lying on a roof. You didn't cement it. Vehen mechuvanot. Mechuvanot, they are directly under each other. You picture in Chav Gimal. So what you have over here is you have a house. Picture like a you have two roofs. Like you have the first floor, the upper floor, and then you have the lower floor. Okay, so to the lower floor you have a roof, and then to the upper floor you also have a roof on top. And they're made out of planks, and the planks are directly under each other. Okay? In the picture we're seeing four planks. A plank in airspace, a plank in airspace, a plank in etc. And below it, you also have the same configuration. Now we're discussing Aholot over here, so we discuss the laws of Tum'ah. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah that gives us the deen. Tum'ah tahat achat mehen. If let's say you have Tum'ah under one of the planks. Okay? It's under one of the planks. Now, that plank would serve as an oil. If it has a width of a tefach, it's going to be considered an oil. And therefore, tahteha tameh. So what's underneath it is also going to be tameh, which means if let's say, like in the picture over here, you have in Chav Gimel, you see, you have underneath, right? You have tum'ah, and right next to you have a keli. So since it's under the same roof, under the same plank, that tum'ah is going to bring tum'ah the whole length of that plank. So everything that's underneath that plank is going to become tameh, not on the sides, because it's not under that roof. Now, bena tahtona le'alyona. Now, let's say you have tum'ah bena tahtona le'alyona. In between the that would be the picture chavdali. In between the second roof and the top roof, not on the floor, but you have it. Let's say on one of the planks, tum'ah's resting there. Okay. So what's going to be the tum'ah is going to be it's on the roof now because above it you have a plank, and therefore it's going to bring tum'ah to anything that's on that plank itself. Okay. Benehem tameh. Anything in between is going to be tameh. Al gaber al yona. Now, if you have, let's say, tum'ah on the al yona, let's say you have a tum'ah on the top plank, that would be picture number chafheh. You just have tum'ah on the top of the roof. So therefore, the tum'ah is just going to go to the sky. Nothing beneath it is going to be tameh. Because tum'ah is on top of the roof, it's open to the sky. So the Mishnah says, "Kenegda adrakiya tameh." Up to the shamayim is going to be tameh. Okay, so that's the first dinim of the Mishnah. Now we go to the next dinim. Hayu ha'elyonot keben ha'tachtonot. Okay, so now we give the second case is where it's alternating. Mm-hmm. That's more like the case of the sukkah that we gave, where you have the top level, it starts off with plank, and right underneath it is airspace. Okay? And then you have on the top level airspace, and underneath it is plank. Mm-hmm. So therefore it's alternating. Okay?
Look at tough in the shade.
Okay, you're looking at your picture books at Chavav. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you see that the top roof underneath its planks, the first plank is you have a plank, then you have airspace underneath it, and then so on and so forth. Okay? Okay, you have a picture in the art scroll as well. Okay, so now let's go. You are Elyonot. Learn that in the Mishnah the proper way. The first one is Him Mechuvanot. Mechuvanot means they were parallel to each other. And then you have the next case is Hayu Elyonot Keben Tahtonot. They were between the Tahtonot. Okay, so they're not parallel to each other. Tum'ah Tahtehen. Now, if the Tum'ah is underneath them, which means, let's say in this case over here, you have Tum'ah on the bottom floor underneath one of these planks. Tachat Kulan Tameh. Okay, so underneath that whole plank is going to be tameh, because bottom line, that plank itself is an oil.
All them.
Well, the whole thing is going to be tameh is correct, because since it's totally roofed, there's no airspace, because since in the air spaces, on top of them you have planks, so it's bottom line, one big oil. This is correct. So if you have tum'ah, everything is going to be tameh on the floor. Okay? Of the floor of the first floor, correct. So again, tumah tahtehin. If you have tumah resting on the first floor, tahat kulan tameh al gabehin. Okay, that's going to be in chap zayin. If let's say you have, let's say on the same roof configuration, the tumah is sitting, let's say on the top. It's sitting on the
floor of the second. Floor.
The floor of the second.
Are you not?
No, the Mishnah says it again. Let's read the Mishnah. Tum'at tahten tatkulan tameh al gabehen. Correct. It's on top. It's on the top roof.
Okay.
Like the first case, the first case Mishnah. Yes. It's mamash on the roof. So what's the deal? Tum'ah goes to the Shamayim. Kenegdan ad rakiya tameh. Very good. The only difference in the second case is that the Tum'ah is not going to limit itself to the plank area. The Tum'ah is going to be the whole area, since bottom line, the whole area is roofed. That's going to be the difference. In the first case, where the things are parallel to each other, the plank, so the Tum'ah only stays underneath that. Mashenkin, in this case over here, once it's under one area, so the whole area now is considered roofed, and therefore everything is going to bring Tum'ah. However, everybody agrees if it's on the top floor, the Tum'ah goes to the Shamayim. There's no reason why Tum'ah is going to be able to go down. No, when Tum'ah is on top, there's nothing on top of it, it just goes up.
But we say the roof comes down. Doesn't the roof come down? Doesn't the plank?
Wait. So now we're analyzing. V'tani ala, and we have a braita on this. Devarim amurim. When is this said over here in the Mishnah? Which is all these cases that we said. When does it apply? Bisman shiyesh b'hem tefach. When the planks are the width of a tefach ubenehem. And in between the planks, the airspace is also the shiur of a tefach. Aval en b'nehem poteach tefach. However, if you don't have a tefach in between tum'ah tachat achat mehem, and you have the tum'ah under one of the planks, tachteha tameh, only underneath the plank itself is going to be tameh b'nehem. In between the planks, ve'al gabehen, and on top of them is going to be tahor, which means in the case where they're not parallel to each other, in the case we have the airspace, right? So he's giving you the rule now, like you pointed out, Steve. When you have a tefah, then you're going to use the rule of what? Habut rameh. And you're going to say what? That the top planks, it's as if they come down right in that airspace, perfect fit, habut rameh. Now you have a roof.
Therefore, when you have tum'ah on the bottom, under any of the planks, it's like you have a roof, and therefore the tum'ah is going to have betameh, all the kelim that are on the ground level. However, if you don't have a tefah, or you don't have a tefah in between in the airspace, since you do not say habut rameh, so therefore, and it's more than three tefahim away, so you cannot say lavud, so therefore they're not connected. And therefore, it's not considered you have a roof. And therefore, the tum'ah is going to only limit itself to underneath that plank itself, but it's not going to be around the whole area. Let's read Rashi. Let's catch up in the Rashi's here. Let's start from She'en Aleha Ma'aziba on the first wide line. Velo Nisarim. Okay, there's Velo Nisarim Ma'aziba. Ma'aziba Lav Davka Nakat Ela Destam Echa Dereka Ma'aziba Leka Nisarim. Okay, we're talking about where it's not a finished roof over here. Okay, there's no plaster on the roof over there, and that's why it's movable. The mechuvanot. Okay, the first case is they're parallel. Ha'elyonot mechuvanot keneged ha'tachtonot. Okay, u'mahaylot aleihen, and they roof on each other. Tum'ah tachat achat mem tachat achat me'tachtonot. You have tum'ah under one of the lower planks. Tachteh atame al pene kol orka. On the whole length of that plank, the tum'ah is able to transfer to anything that's there. Why? Diyesh beruchba tefah. Because we're talking about who has a teshur of a tefah. Because the mefarish the kamo mevi'a et ha-tum'ah. Dechol sha'ar ha-bayit. And the rest of the house, mata o ma'ala ta'or. Right? The rest of the house is going to be ta'or. Ve'af keneged ota korah le-ma'ala. Which means an even keneged that korah above it. Why? Because since this is a tefah, the tum'ah stops at the roof. It doesn't go above the plank. And therefore, what's above it is not going to be tameh. For example, you have a keli sitting on top of that plank on top.
On the roof.
On that plank. There's tumas on the bottom of that plank. Tumas hits the roof and stays there. Okay? Da'ainu bena lebena ailona ve'en tuma ila tahtea leva. The tumas only stays beneath it. Now, ben tahtona le'aliona. But if you have tumas between the middle floor and the top floor, benehem tameh. Kol ha'kelim shben otam ha'shtayim. Same case, you have it in between. So under that plank, across the whole plank, it's going to be tameh, because bottom one, you have a roof on top of it. But if the tumah is on the roof, there's no chatzitza, the tumah just goes all the way to the shamayim. Okay, so that's the first.
Huh? If it's in the Benoni, it goes to the bottom?
No, it just stays in between. It stays in between on that length of the whole plank. Now we go to the second part of the Mishnah. Right? When it's alternating, okay, so we have the top roof is connected to the airspace of the bottom. Okay, it's not parallel to each other. The planks on top are connected to the airspace on the bottom. Tumah tachat achat mehen. If you have tumah on the bottom floor, tachat kulan tameh. So the whole floor brings tumah to any keli that's there. Da'amrinan bechol ha'alyonot. Because we're going to say on the top planks, what happens? Havut rameh. Lower them and cast them. Vashlicham ben ha'tachtonot. Fill up the gaps. Ve'avi kol ha'bayit mekora. And now the whole house is considered roofed. Ve'avi ohel echad. That's considered one uchtemuki bebaraita shayerocha be'agrot k'shur avir shemen ha'tachtonot. The Gemara is going to say that's talking about it's the same shur. It's a tefah width, and the airspace is also a tefah, so it's a perfect fit. Goes right in and makes the whole thing a roof. V'tani ala haki garsin ala b'med devarim marim is ban sheyesh b'hem tefah v'yesh b'nei poteach tefah aval em b'nei poteach tefah tum'ah tachat achat mehem tachteh atameh b'neim v'al gabehen tahor. Okay, then she brings a different girsa, but we go with our girsa. The Gemara finishes his proof and says, Alma ki it be tefach amrin habut rameh v'chilet be tefach lo amrinan habut rameh shvach minna. So again, Rabbah's proof for the principle of habut rameh that you need a tefach in oil, and you need a tefach at least in airspace so it can be a perfect fit. So the proof is from the din of oil. Proof again that the case of the oil over there was that the bottom floor, when it's underneath one of the planks, one of the cases of the Mishnah is that the whole floor itself becomes tameh. Anything under there is going to become tameh. That means the top roof is coming down and it's going to be mahil. Also using the rule of habut rameh. And clearly the Mishnah said that what? Bamid, the Rebbe was only talking about where the top roof had the thickness of a tefah and it had the airspace on the bottom of a tefah to fit inside of it. So that's a proof to Rava's principle. Comes the Gemara and says,
Yativ Rav Kahana. The Ka'amar Leha Shmata. Rav Kahana was sitting and he said over this law of Rava. Amar Le Rav Asher Rav Kahana. Vikolecha Delet Betefah. Lo Amnina Chabut Rameh. So it comes along and says, what do you mean? When you don't have a Tefah, you don't say Chabut Rameh? Who told you that? Atanya, we have a Braita. Kora Hayotza Mikotel Ze. We're going out to the laws of Mavui. Okay, so you have a Kora. Let's review what a Mavui is. Right? Mavui, you have the alleyway. You have Hatzerot that are opened up to this alley. According to the Hachamim, you needed to make an adjustment at the opening of the alleyway so the people will remember, or to make a wall, let's say, to separate between the entrance of the Mavui to the Rishut Harabim. So one of the ways to make this adjustment is a Korah. Right? A Korah is a crossbeam that goes across the entire length of the entrance. Right? You put it on top. So now the case of the Mishnah, of the Braita, is Korah. Hayotzam mikotel ze. It extends from one kotel. Ve'ena nuga'at bekotel ze. But it doesn't reach all the way across. You see in your picture, it was cheftet. Mm-hmm. Right? It starts on one wall, but doesn't make it exactly to the end. Okay? Ve'chen, or similarly, shte korot. Ahat yotzam mikotel ze, v'ahat yotzam mikotel ze. That's picture number 11. You have two cross beams coming out from the respective walls, and they don't meet in the center. Okay, there's airspace in the middle. So the Mishnah, the Braita says, "Pachot mishlosha." If you have less than three tefachim in between, in either case, you have the law of lavud. You don't got to close it up because automatically lavud will close it up. However, shlosha, if it's more than three tefachim, sarich lavi korah acher. You have to bring another korah to close it up. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer. Pachot me'arba'a en sarik la vikura acheret. Arba'a sarik la vikura acheret. So the Baal Shem HaGad's opinion is lavud is four. Okay, it's a different deen. You have to have four. But bottom line, that is the first case of the Braita. Now we go to the next case. V'chein, we don't bring any proof from that case. That's not our proof. Now we get to the next case. V'chein, similarly, shte korot hamat'imot. Okay, you have two beams that are parallel to each other. Okay, like you see in picture Lamed Aleph, you have your Mavui again, and you have your adjustment. You have two parallel beams that are on the doorpost. Okay, what about them? Lo bezu kedel kabel ariyah, velo bezu kedel kabel ariyah. Now we learned in Masechet Erubin that the minimum width of a cross beam to be kasher, it has to be wide enough to carry the width of an aliyah. Aliyah is a half a brick. A levena is a brick. The shiur of a brick is 3 by 3. 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim is a normal size brick. So an aliyah would be 3 in length and 1.5 width. Okay? So the shiur of a cross beam, it has to be at least 1.5 tefachim. Mm-hmm. Now we're talking, you have two cross beams that are mat'imot, that are parallel to each other, but each one individually does not have the minimum width of a tefach and a half to hold an ariyah. So it says, im mekabelot ariyah lerochbo tefach. If let's say the width would be able to hold a tefach. Okay, that's the minimum shi'ur. Which means you're going to have a brick on it, and overlapping on each side is going to be a quarter of a tefach, because the ariyah has a tefach and a half. So if the both beams can hold a tefach's worth of the brick, right, you have the overlapping on each side, a quarter of a tefach, and sarik lavi kura acheret. Okay, that's dai. That's already considered enough. Okay? Good. If you look at your pictures, you'll see that in Lamed Aleph. Right? They show you they have the brick on it. It's, you know, it has the width. And it's overlapping a little on each side. V'im lav, sarich lavi kura acheret. But if not, you got to bring another beam that has the proper width. Okay, what's the makshir? The bunch won't give the yellow mer. Im mekabelot ariyah leorko shelosha tefahim. En sarich lavi kura acheret. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel comes along and says, if it can hold the ariyah to its length, which is 3 tefachim, like we see in the picture over here, lamed dalet, which means like you separate the
separate the beams a little, okay? Now place the length of the Ariyah on these two, which is three, on the beams themselves. Right. If you can hold it, so you're okay. V'im lav, sarich lavi korah heret. Okay, otherwise you're going to have to bring another korah. Let's read Rashi now, top Rashi on the daf. Shde korot ha-matimot, etnam bi'aruvin. Ha-korah she'amru rehaba kede lekabel Ariyah. Ve'ariyah hatsi levena. Shir shelosha tefachim. Daya lekorah she'te rehaba tefach. It's enough if the crossbeam is a tefach, because a tefach is sturdy enough or is wide enough to hold a tefach and a hef. Okay, that's the shi'ud. Doesn't have to be a tefach and a hef, the beam. It has to be a tefach to hold a tefach and a hef, right? Kedid kabal ariyach lirukhbo. Ve'atam parich tefach umehsa ba'er. What do you mean? You need a tefach umehsa. The Gemara says, umeshan sheboletet l'shne sidi akora etzba lechol duach. Okay, so it's bolet each side a quarter of a tefach. ומלבנן בטינה ואם לא הייתה לו קורה שמים לבנן בטינה ואם לא הייתה לו קורה רחבה תפח אוקיי, אבל let's say you didn't have a קורה a תפח שיעור ונתן שתיים you put two beams זו בסד זו דיינו מתאימות כאין תאומים like twins אם מקבלות אריח לרוחבו תפח כשהן סמוכות זו לזו נתו parallel beams are close to each other. En sarich lavi korah acheret. Ve'im lav she'en shten nechavot tefach. Both are manat hashir of a tefach. Sarich lavi korah acheret. Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer, im mekabel le'orko shlosha, en sarich lavi korah acheret. Rabban Shimon Gamliel lehakel ba. Obviously, it's coming to be lenient. Kelomar, afidu en ba'em tefach. Let's say both of them do not have the thickness of a tefach. Ve'im moshiv al shten ariyah le'rohbo en omed. It's not gonna stand if you put it to the width. Marhikan zu mizu, you could separate the beams from each other. Umoshiv alehen leorko, and you could place the beam to its, you could place the brick to its length, which is what three tefachim. Ubelvad shiyu biriot tekabel kovdo veorko shareich shelosha, but it has to be strong enough these beams to hold the weight of a brick of three tefachim. Beim lav she'ena biriot tekabel, because seemingly what's the problem? You could always separate them enough to carry a beam of a brick of three. No. So explain im lav, meaning if they're not strong enough to carry. They're very thin, right? They cannot carry such a thing, so you're going to have to bring another brick. So that's the second din of the braita. Now we go to another case. Again, we didn't get to the case of Habut Rameh yet. We're just bringing cases of Erubin, reviewing Masechet Erubin over here. Okay, now we get to the next case. Hayu ahat lemala ve'ahat lemata. Okay, now we start with picture number lamed he. You have one beam, cross beam on top of the mavui, and one, let's say, midway down. Okay, one on top and one in the middle. Okay, now the problem is over here. In both of them, you have a shiur of a tefach, and each one alone, you don't. However, but they're not next to each other. They're on top of each other. So now the Gemara says, "Yosef and Yehuda omer roina eliona ki ilu hi lemata." You look at the top beam as if it is close to the lower one. Veta tachtona ki ilu hi lemala, and you look at the bottom one, which means or you look at the bottom one as if it goes up, either or whichever way you want to look at it. And therefore, you have your shiur b'lvad shelo te aliona lemala me'asrim ama vetachtona lemata me'asara. Now let's review. When it comes to cross beams in a mavui, there is a minimum height and a maximum height. The maximum height is 20 amma. More than 20 amma height is too high, it's pasul. Furthermore, the minimum height is 10. Because we, according to one opinion, the cross beam serves as a mechitza. And the minimum mechitza is 10 tefachim. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the minimum height it can be is 10 tefachim. So the hadush of the B.O.C. is, you can say what? That the beams will meet each other. Either the one that's 10 tefachim will go up, or the one that's by the 20 amma will go down, and therefore you'll have your shi'ud of a tefach. Now the Gemara starts its question. The Gemara says, Haze vaze betoch isrim. Right? If you have, let's say, both of them are within 20 amma from the karka and above 10,
Amrinan Habut Rameh. Obviously, what's the mechanics of this, how it's working? Habut Rameh, you're saying what? Bring the beam down and cast it next to it. Let it meet it. Habut Rameh. Even though Afal Gavdelet Petefah, even though there's no Tefah, that's the question. Which means all these build-ups of the cases was to bring to this question over here. You told me a tefach to say Habut Rameh. Adrabah, here to mashlim a tefach. We're saying Habut Rameh. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Hayta achatema v'achatema tekeo shivan zu etzil zu lo natam b'shaveh la zu nemucha v'zu gevuha. Okay, so they're one higher than the other. Ro'in et ha'aliyona kilu lemata b'shaveh la zu. Which either way, you bring the one, there's Habut Rameh either direction. Okay, you could say throw it down, or you could say throw it up. Either one is valid. Right, because it's above 20 times. Because the mechitza cannot be less than 10, and the shiur of a kora has got to be within 10, because it makes a mechitza. Now, ha-zu ve-zu betoch esrim. Now, afilu ha-elyona simucha l'sfat esrim. Even if, let's say, it's at the border of 20, v'at-tachtora l'sfat asara, right, and the bottom one is at the border of 10, kasar kadatak de-bashir. At this point, we're thinking, what? It's kosher. Alma amina chavut rameh b'fachot b'roch ha-tefa, which is assuming over, so long as you have, even if you have the extreme case, this is at the border of 20, and this is at the threshold of 10, doesn't matter, either bring this one up or lower the top one down and make your Habut Rameh, even though it's less than a Tefah. So it comes again what on says, Amar Leh, sort of Ganat, Azrav Asher, that's your question. You can answer like this. Taritz Ve'em Ha'achi, say like this. Ubilvad Shelo Tehe Elyona Lema'la Me'esrim Ela betoch esrim, ve'atachtona semucha la befachot mishlosha. The case is talking about that the elyona's got to be less than 20 betoch esrim, and the tachtona, the bottom one, has to be within 3 of it. Which is, you thought till now you have an extreme case. You have the tahton elyona is 20 aman, the bottom one is the ten tefahim. You got much one and 3 tefahim in between, and you're lowering it down. Hey, that's Habut Rameh with less than a tefah. No, who told you to learn like that? We're talking about the case is either you have one at the 20 mark, and then the low one is within 3. Lavud. Now already you're working with lavud. Yeah. Once you're working with lavud, you don't need to come on to a tefah. Or there's another way, inambe. Bilvad shelote tachtona lemata ma'asara, so long as the bottom one is not less than 10, ela lemala ma'asara, elyona simucha la befachot mishlosha, and the top will be higher than it within 3, which is, we thought originally in the Havamina, we're talking about one case. We thought that we're talking about simultaneously, you have one at 10 and one at 20. That was like, no, it's two cases. You either have one within 20 and the second one is within 3 of it, or you have a case where the lower one is within, it's higher than 10, and the one above it is within 3. It's two separate cases, but we're always working with the principle of lavud, aval, shelosha. But if it's 3, kevan delet be tefa, lo amnina rachabut rameh. You're not going to say it can't work. Let's read Rashi. Rashi says, Taritzache, kolomar. Ro'in de ka'amar pachot migimalu. That which we said ro'in in the braita, we look at it as if it comes down or goes up. It's only because it's less than 3. Ubilvad diktani hachi kamar. Ubilvad shlote elyona, which means ubilvad is going on each individual case. As long as either in case 1, the top beam is within 20 and the next one is within 3, or the bottom one is higher than 10 and the top one is within 3. Right? Kan milimala. Okay, that's it. So that's that subject. Okay, so now the Mishnah continues. So bottom line to review, we're learning that what? Habut Rameh is said only in a case where you have at least a width of a tefah and it's going down into an airspace that can fit it, which is also a tefah. So the Mishnah continued, v'shesulta meruba mehamata kesherah. So our Mishnah said that if the sukkah has more shade then son, the sukkah, the sukkah is kashera. So the Gemara makes an implication, ha ki hadad pesula, implying that if it was 50-50, 50 shade, 50 sun, it's going to be pesula. You need more shade than sun. So the implication is 50-50 is okay. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ve'atenan be'idach perikim. We learned in the other perik, in the first perik, daf bet, v'shamata meruba mesulta pesula. We said the sukkah's pesula, there's more sun than shade. So the implication would be on that mishnah, ha'ki hadade keshera. But if it was 50-50, it would be keshera. So we have a stira from the implications of both mishnayot. So comes the Gemara and says, there's no question. Kan milemala, kan milemata. Talking about different points of the sukkah. One mishnah is talking about the skach, and one mishnah is talking about the floor. Dashi. Kan milemala, kan milemata. Ha de daikinan. That which you made a diyuk, an implication. Ki adade pesula, where you said if it's 50-50, it's pesula, which is our mishnah, that's a tziltam neruba. Is kishira, implying that 50-50 is pesula lema'ala ke'e. We're talking about tzchach. Kishayesh ben kane de kane kim lo kane. When you have, between every reed, you have an airspace the size of the reed, which means you have exactly 50% airspace and 50% tzchach. Afilu mitzumsam, even if it's perfect, mis pesula. The sukkah is going to be pesula. Why? Lefi she hamat avir. Which means those little air spaces, even though it's 50-50, but the sun will shine through those air spaces and cause the bottom, the floor, to be hamata meruba mesiltah. You know, the sun expands as it goes through the cracks. That which you made a diuk on the first mishnah, that bit, hamata meruba mesiltah, you said it's pasul, but 50-50 is kasher, nakat shi'uram milimata. That's going on the floor, on the ground of the sukkah. Shehama v'tzel shavin. Because if you have 50-50 on the ground, biyadua shakarim l'chavim min ha'avid. You know, on top, you're going to end up having more schach than you're going to have airspace. So therefore, the Mishnah is just talking about two different areas of the sukkah. Lemala and lemata. And the Gemara confirms this when the Gemara says the following statement. Amar papa, haynu de amre inche. This is what the people say. Kizuzan mile'el kistera miltachat. Zuzan istera, a different type of coins. Zuzan is a smaller coin, and istera is a bigger coin. So they say kizuzan mile'el. When you have an airspace the size of a zuzan, take it for example, you have a size of a dime, right on top. So that's going to make the sun the size of an istera, the size of a quarter, for example. Which means it's going to be a bigger size. You know, small amount of light, of hole, brings a larger amount of light. And that's the Rashi says, Kizuzam mil'el kistera miltahat, kishanekev rachat kishi'u zuz. When you have the nekev, the hole, the size of a zuz, hamato meruba lemata kishi'u sela. So they can have the shoot of a sela on the Imam. Kistera is another way of saying a sela. Then the end of the Mishnah said, me'uvin kimin bayit. We said if the schag was thick like a roof of a house, it wasn't plastered or anything, it was just you piled it up, it was thick where you couldn't see the stars. Mm-hmm. So the Mishnah said that it was kishira. Taru rabanan, ha-me'ube kemin bayit. If the schag is thick like a house, afapish enuku chavim dir'im mitocha, kishira. Even though you can't see the stars from such a schag, still the sukkah is kishira. In kochve haman nid'in mitocha. However, if you cannot see the rays of sun that are coming through the sukkah, that's the way they interpret kochve hama. You cannot see that. She says kishahama zorachat aleha, when the sun shines over the sukkah, in zaharure haman nid'in mitocha, the rays of the sukkah cannot be seen through. In zudome le sukkah alibad bet shamay. Bet shamay says that's not a sukkah. And therefore, Bet Shammai says, poslin. He says, the sukkah is pasul. Bet Shammai says, no, you don't have to see the sunlight, you don't have to see the stars. You should have kosher skak that's not nailed down, not plastered. And therefore, Bet Shammai will say, even in that case, it's going to be kasher. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen. For the benefit of our listeners to Masechet Sukkah, we are referring to several books. When we refer to illustrations and pictures, one of them is Hamma'or HaMivu'ar, that is
the picture book on Masechet Sukkah, and also a new book called HaHod VeHaHadar. So we will refer to it on the tapes and in the audio. We'll refer to both of those books, and as well Perush Hai on Masechet Sukkah.